I think that Little Rock and Central Arkansas is like the nation and really the world in focusing attention on the issues of racial profiling and police brutality. And the whole Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, if you look at worldwide media, the Black Lives Matter message is resonating in Soweto, in Paris, in Japan, in Europe, in Latin America, in Canada, in the United States, and in Arkansas. So I see the same thing happening here. And it's gratifying for a couple reasons. Number one, racial profiling and police brutality is an issue that we ought to be focused on. And number two, we have these questions that we need to face in Central Arkansas, and I think that our attention to them is well deserved.
What's different about Central Arkansas compared to those other communities where those movements are also taking place?
Well, every movement is local, and the Central Arkansas movement is different in this sense. Number one, it's perhaps not as well reported or known. It isn't as large, but I've been pleased to see, for instance, there was a die-in at UAMS. There was a die-in at Park Plaza. This was before the Christmas holidays came on, and so it's going to be interesting to see how this movement continues as the new year progresses. But I'm confident that that progress will continue.
You've written a lot of essays recently expounding on this topic. Some people would say that you should be more impartial and not really taking a stand because it might affect your role as an arbiter of the law.
Racial profiling and police brutality are wrong. They violate our fundamental notions of equal justice under law. People should not be deemed more suspicious merely based on their racial identity. And no one should be brutalized by people who are sworn to protect and defend life. And so, for me as a judge, it's easy for me to acknowledge that. I would be worried if a judge wouldn't condemn racial profiling. I'm not concerned about people criticizing me for speaking out. I am concerned about the idea that we want judges who aren't going to say that racial profiling is wrong. We want judges that aren't going to say that police brutality is wrong. I think not.
So do you feel like your colleagues in the circuit court should be more vocal?
Each person will speak or not speak based on their own views. I simply believe that my perspective on this is directly in line with the highest and truest notions of justice, as enshrined in our Constitution and in the minds of most sensible people. Most people understand that no matter who a judge is, he or she is going to decide cases and controversies based on the facts specifically before them. But most people expect judges to have a sense of justice that is the same no matter what the facts are. Racial profiling is wrong no matter what the facts are. Police brutality is wrong no matter what the facts are. And if police are brutalizing people, we should not have to wait until we see a case of police brutality to say that brutality is wrong. Just as we shouldn't have to wait until we see a murder until we say that murder is wrong.
Thank you.
You're welcome.